The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm excited about this show. I'm going to get into a lot of information, just how to live a better life. That's ultimately my purpose with the show. It's educating you guys how to live a better life naturally. And, you know, it really inspired me earlier this week when I had two patients come in and they both had massive headaches. And I just asked them, you know, weeks and weeks ago, they had massive headaches and they had it pretty much every day, every other day. I said, "Hey, how you doing? How's your head?" They said, "You know what? I forgot about it. I don't even realize that I've had headaches. I forgot about it." And that's really cool. I see that many times with patients that come in, have issues that create pain, and they're saying, "Oh, I totally forgot I had that issue." So I remind them. I don't want them to ever forget about what brought them in. I want them to realize how much better they're doing and how to maintain great health. But in reality, I thought about it. I put some thought into this process. I said, "How can I help the most people most accurately?" And honestly, it's through information and how to eat right, how to exercise better, how to take care of the function in your body to do it well. Because once you fall into the pit of disease and despair and you're getting care for that, it's really ugly and it's hard to pull you out. So we have to keep you healthy before you get to the place of disease and despair so your body can work incredibly. So I'm going to get into some information. I love the truthful stuff, but it's so accurate. You know, I hope you guys take action on information that I give to you. Otherwise, it's just over the airwaves, you hear it, and it just goes in one ear, out the other ear. I really want you guys to take action and create better lives, have better health. I run into some of you guys sometimes out in the community, in a store, and you'll say, "Oh, I'm doing this. I'm eating this now. I talked to my daughter about doing this differently, or my son, or my husband, my wife." That means so much to me that you guys are committed to changing and making, you know, making leaps forward to try to be as healthy as you can be. So when you think about this, you know, I want to get into, first off, function, because function is my number thing. I have my top five things and function is my number one thing. So when you think about function, it's really about getting the most information from your brain to your body. Right. I'll use example. I use it all the time. I beat this horse, no doubt about it. But Christopher Reeves, he lost the function reaching his body. He disconnected. He choked it off. He pinched it off at the base of his brain and no information was reaching his body. And all of his organs shut off. He had a super weak immune system, couldn't process food, had multiple surgeries, died in 8 years of a small infection any one of us would have done well with. So when you have lower function, when your body isn't working well, it's so easy to have a weakened immune system, to get sick often. You know, to be dealing with so many issues that you may just consider normal or part of your life because that's what a doctor has told you. And I couldn't disagree with that more. Anytime you build your body stronger, these issues start falling by the wayside. And pretty soon there'll be a distant memory, just as I just spoke about with patients earlier in the show. So I want to talk about getting function to your body. And they said, what's really cool, they said many patients report high satisfaction with corrective chiropractic care. I love that because, you know, people go into their doctors, they may report satisfaction, but they don't improve their health. You can take a medication as much as you want, even a miraculous medication, but it doesn't change your health. So I'll break it down a little further. I tell my patients, maybe my patients with high blood pressure, I say, "Give me the medication back. I'm going to take it from you. Just give me the medication." And so that, you know, I'm just joking, of course. And I say, "Give me the medication. What's your health going to look like?" And they say, "Well, you know, I probably won't be doing too well." I say, "Yeah, you won't be doing too well because your health didn't improve. If I take the medication back, you're just as sick as you were before you started taking it, maybe even worse because the medication's been doing the work your body should have been doing all along." So the function reaching your body is so critical. And that was real cool when I thought about it that way. Many patients report high levels of satisfaction with chiropractic care. And they also have so much research on far fewer hospital visits, far fewer medications taken, far fewer, not because someone's brainwashing this person not to go to the hospital or not take medications, but because they don't have a need for it. They're not going to their doctor with complaints and problems, and they don't need the medication, don't need to go to the hospital, they don't need to have surgery as frequently. Now, if you're listening and you have issues, right, major issues, I'm not saying not to get medical care, right? Medical care could really work together as your body's getting healthier through corrective chiropractic care. And there is a difference between corrective chiropractic care and just randomly seeing your chiropractor. I'll get into it in a little bit. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a special offer in about 15 minutes as well for you guys to be able to change your life more. So hang in for a little bit. I'm going to get into that. But basically, getting your body to function better while getting the care from your doctors is always the best way to go, because over time you need less and less care. Your body will pull out of that disease state and it'll just work so much better. So that's really, really cool. Now I want to get into some headache stuff too, because there's some really cool things. You know, there was studies done at Duke, and they said headaches originate in the neck. And the studies reported that spinal care led to immediate improvement in severity and reduction in frequency of episodes. And I see that all the time with patients, immediate improvement. They get within a week or two, their headaches are gone, their migraines are gone. I know, sounds really hard to believe, but so many times people come with these migraines and there's so much neurological pressure and stress in the upper part of their neck. And I look for that on x-rays. And when I see that, we immediately reduce that. We adjust that, get it corrected. And even with one adjustment, it can change drastically. I had this woman come in and she had headaches. And she said her back's a little bit sore. She's been only under care for 2 weeks. I said, well, how are your headaches? You know, that's what you came in for, these headaches. She says, I don't have them anymore. They don't even exist. So it's real cool, right? That goes away so quickly. And I tell people all the time, your back pain will improve. Your health will improve. Your digestive issues will improve when we reduce that nerve interference. Your thyroid issues will improve. But your headaches go away almost immediately. And it's really wild. So it's so important to realize when you're taking care of your body, one of the biggest things you have to do is restore the function that your brain is sending to your body. Your body does nothing. It's like your Ferrari, but the brain is the driver. The brain drives everything. You have a beautiful Ferrari. It's great. But your brain drives all the function the Ferrari can do. But your brain controls all the function as well as it receives all the information from your body to decipher, process, throw it into ChatGPT, just kidding. But then it processes and sends information down to your body how to work differently. Let's say you're running, going for a jog. Your brain's going to send different information to your body than if you're just walking or sitting on a couch. So it's really, really cool once you break this down. So I was seeing research earlier, even with sports, how athletes, their muscles fire quicker, they fire stronger, and they don't have to think about it. It's just more innate how the body works. And I used to work with athletes. I worked with our Olympic teams, and I was in the area of judo, so our Olympic judo team. And I was not caring for these people to deal with their pain. I was caring with them for them to get them functioning better, get them more athletically capable, being better athletes. They trained super hard. They're a super cool Ferrari. Their body worked incredibly. But what happens is the brain wasn't communicating with the body at the level it should be. So once I increased the communication, they worked phenomenally better. So it's, and I want to point this out. It's so important not just to go down to your local guy or girl. They may be wonderful. I'm not saying anything about them, but I want to give you some criteria of how to recognize someone who can really give you proper care, get your body working better and becoming healthier. One of the first things you have to look for is someone that does accurate gravity weighted x-rays. I know MRIs are cool, it gives good information, but x-rays, believe it or not, sometimes give me better information as far as getting someone corrected. So doing accurate corrective chiropractic x-rays. Over time, they should also be doing re-x-rays to measure your spine getting reshaped and remolded back to proper positioning so the nerve information can get through your spinal cord with no interference. So that's the big thing, you know, because if you say you're feeling better, that's good. Could be eating cleaner, could be doing a lot of stuff better. But getting your body truly functioning better is the best thing, you know, I can aim to try to make you, you know, do. So what this looks like is being able to analyze what's going on in your spine accurately through palpation, through feeling what's going on, but more importantly, doing testing. So we have tests that we use with an iPad. We measure your posture and it tells us exactly your posture's becoming damaged or it's different than where it should be. And then we do accurate films and we do gravity weighted films, which means you're standing in normal posture, not overly straightened posture, just normal posture, and we can see where you're going wrong. And then when we change those positions, and I'll tell you something quick, I don't wanna go too fast. When you have your symptoms, let's say you have headaches, back pain, numbness and tingling down your fingers, your arm, your leg, something like that, you can see clearly on the films where the damage is that's creating those symptoms. So it's so cool. You can see where your issues are. If you have digestive issues, maybe not going to the bathroom, you're bloated all the time. You can see on x-rays where your spine is deviated, putting pressure on nerves branching off your spinal cord that run that area. So if you have less than normal function reaching an area of your body, it's not going to function the way it was designed to. And over time, it's going to start expressing symptoms. And those symptoms aren't the problem that we try to take care of through medication. They're the things alerting to you that you have a problem that you need to take care of another way. So we do care. We adjust and move those bones, very, very small adjustments every time. We get the spine remolded back to proper position. And of course, symptoms get better. Function gets incredibly better in your body. But we always want to measure that. So we do re-x-rays to see how well you're doing. Now, something really interesting, if when we start and decide to do care with someone knowing that we can get them better, we basically look at their re-x-rays and we see 50% improvement or more on that first re-x-ray. So that's within about 24 visits, happens very quickly. We see about 50% improvement, if not more. Now, it may have taken you 30, 40, 50, 60, however many years for your spine to break down to the level where it's very out of position, creating tons of nerve pressure on your spinal cord and nerves branching off. And within 24 visits, a couple months, we get it back to functioning 50 or more percent better. So I feel that's radical. I feel that's a huge shift and change. I don't feel anything can change the health of your body quicker than that, removing the nerve interference and letting your brain communicate with your body at the level it's designed. So, you know, seeing patients all the time, and I've had many patients with me for 20 plus years by their choice, right? They got care, they got better, and then over time, they wanted to preserve that level of function, feeling great and doing well. So it's very different. If you go to a good corrective chiropractic care office, now your chiropractor may be awesome. I'm not saying anything. I love chiropractic, my favorite field in the world. But if your chiropractor isn't doing x-rays, isn't looking at your health through certain lenses, then you might want to find someone else, right? So I'm in Fishkill, New York. I'm not saying to come to me. I'm just saying I'm in Fishkill, New York. We have many people come up from 20, 30, 40 miles away. And it takes a dedicated person to come from that far. I tell people all the time, if they're from like half hour or more away, I say, you got to be committed to the schedule and trying to make your body run well. Because basically, if you're not that committed, it might not be the best time for you to start care, right? You come up, good information. It seems really appealing. You want to be healthier, but your life isn't structured well enough right now to be able to do care. I understand that. That's really cool. But if you're someone who really has a desire to change your life, really someone who has a desire to change how your body's working and healing, maybe overcome massive migraines, you're thinking the medications are the only answer for getting better. Well, meanwhile, we can remove that pressure up in the upper cervical part of your neck, the upper part of your neck, and it can change your life drastically. So it's really, when we see that, it can really radically transform your health. And looking at an x-ray gives me a tremendous amount of details as far as how you're doing and whether you can get better or not. So same thing with lower back issues, sciatica, neuropathy, you know, hand numbness and tingling, all these things, they're symptoms, but they're symptoms alerting you that there's nerve pressure going on. And the nerves that have pressure on them go to every organ, every function in your body. Maybe you have thyroid issues because of your nerve pressure. Remember, everything's run by your nervous system. So if you have thyroid issues, there's a good shot there's a neurological environment, you know, involvement with it. If you have adrenal issues, kidney issues, liver issues, whatever issues you have, and it's abnormal function, well, what controls the function? The brain, spinal cord, and nerves. So it's always very wise to get those systems checked out. This way you can see if there's any misalignment creating pressure on a nerve or spinal cord that's creating these issues you have. So if you're someone who says, you know, I just want to be better. You know, I'm done feeling like I feel. I'm done waking up tired, achy, sore. You know, I really want to just have a better life, right? Wake up every day and feel better. Now I'm 55 years old. I wake up every day and I feel great. Not because I'm magical, because I'm applying principles that I'm discussing with you right now that can make a huge, huge difference with you. So if you're someone that makes sense to you, you really want to change your life and be healthy, I'm going to put out 5 free appointments for anybody listening to the show to come in, get checked out, see what's going on with you. We can discuss if you can be better, all the information you need, not a guarantee to start care, but we can see how you're doing and give you options on how to be healthier. So I'm in Fishkill, New York. I'm about pretty close to where I-84 meets Route 9. So anybody within 20 miles or so is who I typically recommend, because beyond there, it's real difficult to deliver accurate care to you. So if you want to come in, get checked out, see if your body can be healthier, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Give us a call and leave a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning. Let's try to set up that appointment, or if you want to text us, you can text us on that line too. Text us the word posture, right? So it's 845-896-1200, 1200. Text us the word posture and we'll get back to you as well. We'll set up an appointment time for you to come in. You can bring your wife. You can have your kids get checked out too. Just when we speak to you on the phone, we need to make sure we have enough time because we're pretty busy. We need to schedule the appointment out. And we usually schedule them out within the next 1 to 2 weeks. We don't put them out too far. So, you know, give us a call, 845-896-1200, or text us on the number posture and we'll get back to you Monday and set up a time, start getting you healthier. All right, I was doing a lot of research for this show and I looked up the most current health, most trendiest topic right now. It's called the Great Fall Lock-In. And what that means is, you know, the Great Fall Lock-In is you're locking in, you're becoming focused on becoming healthier. And so they're trying to create new habits. And so some of the habits are set small, realistic goals, you know, to try to get your body just working better. So they interviewed all these experts to share strategies on building sustainable habits for autumn's natural slowdown period. I'm a big fan of this. I think this is a great, great idea, but I'm going to spin it as I usually do. I want to give you better habits and I want to give you tips and tricks, which can make the habits much easier because all of us started something at some point, right? We all started a protocol, we started a program, we started exercising, dieting, eating healthier, and how come it didn't last your whole life, right? These habits are good, but I want to make them sticky. I want to make sure these goals stick to you and stay with you your whole life. So when you think about this great lock-in in the fall, I love the idea of eating healthier when no one else is eating healthier, especially during the holidays. 80% of sustainable weight loss all year, weight gain all year happens between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So having good habits in the fall and in the winter are phenomenal. So you show up in the spring, take off your clothes, wear something, bathing suit or short, not telling you to be naked, just take off your clothes and look phenomenal. Look like something drastically happened over the winter and everybody's like, what the heck have you done? And I love that mindset. So as far as the great lock-in, they're telling you to set realistic goals. I think that's pretty good. But the deal is with that, you know, people set small goals because they feel incapable of reaching big goals. So start small, no doubt about it. But I want to give you tools to hit big goals because big goals are the things that keep you going forward. With our program, we have a weight loss program that I love it. People lose a lot of weight. We focus on getting people's metabolism working so well in the first 10 to 20 days that weight comes off so quickly and healthily that they say, my gosh, I'm so happy. I'm never going to stop this. I want to stay on this track my whole life because the goal is to get them excited, the people doing the program excited right out the gate so they can stay, you know, stay on track. I find most goals, especially written in this lock-in article, they're designed to keep you small, sustainable goals. And I'm not saying that's bad. That's good. But if you could get to bigger goals more easily, I feel that could be really, really powerful. So, and they want to make the habit stick, but nothing's ever stuck, right? I know people that have tried to lose weight, tried to do stuff, but nothing ever really stuck. You need to have a drastic, I call it like an interventional change. You know, if you get massive care for cancer or other diseases, you need an interventional period to get your body working better. So as far as exercise goes, in the winter and fall, I challenge people to recreate what it's like in summer. So get your body temperature up, do more cardiovascular exercises. You want to get your body temperature high. You want to sweat a lot in the fall and winter. It's harder to do, but you want to sweat a lot in the fall and winter and even early spring because your body feels so much better once it's loosened up, once it's moving well, your mind's so much clearer once you have the endorphins flowing. So it's important to get your body sweating, even if you do it in a sauna. Go to the sauna. If you have a gym or somewhere to sauna, if you can get in there and stay 5 minutes longer than you're comfortable with. That's what I always say. How long should I stay? 5 minutes longer than you're comfortable with. And then get your body elevated temperature-wise and in a good hormonal state, then exercise. And when you exercise, you get much more from it. So it's real important to exercise that way and just feel better. You know, all winter long, our body temperatures are somewhat lower. If you can keep them higher, it's so much better. I love going in the morning too. You get up, work out in the morning, then it sets you up for a great day from that point forward because you bring up your body temperature and you just function that much better. So as well as I find the biggest obstacle to people trying to exercise is not feeding themselves properly, not sustaining the exercise. I'll be honest with you. Most people don't go to the gym just for health. People do it and it's a very admirable thing to do. I feel it's the best way to go about it. Most people are at the gym for what? Come on, guess. You can guess. The guys want to have big muscles. Women want to be leaner, but everybody wants to be leaner in better shape. No doubt about it. I see the guys working out and putting on muscles, but they take off the shirt and they just feel flabby. I'm one of these people. So I need to be focused on what I eat because I can work out, put on muscle. But then if I take my shirt off, I'm just flabby at the beach and no one's happy with flabby. So it should be a saying, no one's happy with flabby. Women aren't happy with flabby. Men aren't happy with flabby. I'm not talking about being super lean, super aggressive with this, just being healthy in good shape. So getting leaner is always the key. And I feel that's where we miss the mark because people are chasing what they call health. In reality, they're trying to get leaner, which is a component of getting healthier as well. But once you figure out the things your body needs and eat healthy food, you'll be much happier. So as far as the food goes, I challenge you guys to eat mostly proteins and fruit. Vegetables too, but there's vegetables that can irritate you, mostly protein and fruit. So when I feel my best, I'm eating steak, chicken throughout the day, mixed in with bananas, apples, blueberries. You know, I don't want to get hyper focused on the detail of every berry right now, but if you can eat protein and fruit, you're going to be feeling so much better. Give that a shot. Give it a shot for a couple days. Try not to gluttonize yourself, not eat too much, but if you eat protein and fruit for a week, I guarantee you're going to feel much, much better, much less bloated, much better emotional health and focus. Your life's going to be much better. The problem is, talking about the interventional side of things, when you get to that place where your body isn't functioning well and just try to eating protein and fruit, it's very difficult to make a big change. So you really have to focus on the right things because your body is missing. We're all missing, and it makes sense out of it, right? We're all missing specific nutrition in the terms of micronutrients. You know, we get enough protein, carbohydrates, and fats. We get enough of that, plenty enough calories. But the thing is, we're missing the healthy micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals that should exist in that food that we're eating, particularly if you eat processed food, anything in a bag, in a box, that has been stripped for the most part of all the vital nutrients that it had in the first place. And then they try to add in weaker or poor nutrients into it in the name of meeting RDA requirements, but it's very unhealthy for you. You might feel good. My kids, one of them anyway, doesn't eat as good as he should. And he said, I'm fine, because when you're young, you can get away with it. As soon as you become in your 20s, and it's younger, it used to be in your 40s, 50s, now 20s and 30s, people have all bloating, low energy, discomfort from what they eat. So important to get this right, this one fact, trying to get your body working better. Now, it's very important to replenish these missing nutrients, because if you're not replenishing the missing nutrients, your body has a hard time working, healing, functioning, doing all these things properly. And your body holds on to fat because it slows down your metabolism. So when we make better sense of this, most people say, wow, I never saw it that way. And it's almost like this light bulb goes on, this magic trick for trying to drop weight and do it healthy wise. So if you can figure out unique to you, the things that you're missing or depleted in, then your body's going to run better. Now, the average organic food that we're eating in this country has 30 to 80% less nutrients in it due to how we farm it. So we're growing food in soil that should never really sustain the food properly, and chasing food down that way and growing it that way, but not doing proper farming practices that have been done for thousands of years. So we're trying to get food out as quickly as possible, look as good as it can, have it taste as good as it can, but the vitamins and minerals aren't that important. And honestly, most people don't care about that, and we need to care about it. So if you get food that you grow in your home and you compost and add that into your soil, then you may be able to meet that requirement, but we can't grow all of our own food, especially living in this year with four seasons. So you really have to look towards supplementation to get these nutrients. And if your doctor says you don't need supplementation, we'll get a new doctor. You need supplements, particularly vitamin D, right? You can't get vitamin D from food. You need to take a supplement during the off season. But you know, if you're trying to figure out how to eat healthier, you don't know if you're missing vitamin B12, 9, 6, you know, all these things. So you really have to pay special attention and figure out exactly what's going on with you. And there's some very good brand of supplements. I love Thorne. I love Systemic Formulas. All these are really good. But to find out exactly what you're missing, you really need to plug into a system and figure out how your body's deficient. Now, Designs for Health is a supplement company we use. That's my favorite company. I feel the formulations and the absorbability and bioavailability are the best. And if you want any of that stuff, you can go to my website, drashburn.com, drashburn.com. Click on the store, and from there you can go and, you know, figure out what you want. All the supplements are there. But we also have testing that'll figure out what you're deficient in. And that's super important, because the more deficient you are, the more obesity you have. So there's people out there who aren't eating that much food. Their metabolism is in a starvation mode and they can't get the nutrients, but not getting nutrients, your body says you need to go find it in more food. So your body is shut down. If you eat any more food than normal, you just put on weight easily. And it's a dire situation. You're really not doing well. You have poor health. People say it's genetic. I disagree with that. I feel there's specific reasons why. And if you plug in the right nutrients, your body will drop weight. So with our system, what we do, we figure out first what you're deficient in. So we figure out the exact supplements, vitamins and minerals you're deficient in, and the exact supplements you need to take in the right quantity. We have technology that tells us exactly what you need. So you're not throwing supplements up against the wall, hoping that something will stick and make you healthy. Figure out exactly what you need. So once we find out what you need, your body becomes really satisfied. Then we plug in the right sort of food so your body can then heal and function much better. So if you have the right amount of food and the right calories, that's good, but you need to have those missing nutrients. So we figure them out, put you in the right quantity of food. For the first 40 days of our protocol in particular, your body's in a fast weight loss process. And I say this a lot, and it's pretty amazing because I'm amazed by it, but the average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. Now, I doubted that a little bit. You know, I developed the program, but I doubted it. I did the program myself and lost 33 pounds in the first 40 days. It's wild. It is. It works very quickly. You're very healthy. You feel so much better. And it's just wild how it works. So after that first period, then you go into a time of really finding out what foods are good for you, which ones really irritate you, which ones affect you negatively. You know, we start putting these foods in over time, mapping out what's going on. And last part is education. So you could have a great life from that point forward, never putting the weight back on and enjoying yourself from that point forward. So if you're someone saying, makes a lot of sense. I want the fall, winter, and spring to be my great shape time. I'm going to take off my clothes in the spring and have everybody just be wowed at what I did. You know, give us a call. We'll set you up with a time to meet with one of our coaches, go through the entire process, figure out exactly what you're deficient in, exactly how to lose weight, and then we'll go over the processes of how to do that for you. Our company is called Hudson Valley Weight Loss. Give us a call at 845-897-LOSS. You could do LOSS, L-O-S-S, or 845-897-5677. Just as before, we'll give you a call on Monday, set up a time for you, a family member, a loved one that you know is struggling, get you in, figure out what we can do to help you, and go over how we're going to do it. So it's 845-897-5677. Guys, God bless you. Have a great week. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.